weapon.
More than 500 Stags fans turned out to a public meeting last night to discuss the future of Mansfield Town Football Club. The Civic Centre heard from the newly formed Stags Fans United with renewed calls for the club's owner Keith Haslam to sell up. The group also encouraged fans to withdraw their financial backing. The Mayor of Mansfield, Tony Eggington, who's also chairman of the club, says he's aware that a new owner could take things forward.
Keith should not be at the club. He's stated that he's overstayed his welcome. We all appreciate that, but we've got to. He's got an asset there. He wants a reasonable reward for his asset, and we've got to try and get him the best reward.
The Nottingham-based Gangmasters Licensing Authority has revoked the licence
on BBC Radio Nottingham. But first, Stags fans in their hundreds turned out for a mass public meeting last night to discuss the future of the club. Mansfield Civic Centre was the venue. It was packed to the rafters with renewed calls for the club's owner to sell up or face the withdrawal of financial backing from some supporters and businesses. BBC Radio Nottingham's Lucy King was there too.
More than 500 Stags fans have packed into Mansfield Civic Centre to debate the future of their club, and they want answers.
Being a Stags fan for 60 years and they are in a mess. We don't know what's happening. We don't know whether to get a season ticket for next season. We don't know whether the club will be alive next season even. So we're hoping to get some answers this evening.
We're getting no information. Nothing's happening at the club. There's no players coming in. They've all gone out. No decisions are being made, whether on ownership or management or anything. And we don't know whether we're going to be closed or what. We just want to know what's going on.
Well, the newly formed Stags Fans United invited supporters to try and sort out how to bounce back from relegation.
Bring the order. The attendance in this room is the first big message that we can send. Hopefully we'll go back with several messages and actions that we can take forward. I think it's fair to say that this is a really important night for us. It is an emotional issue.
Will Lords from Stags Fans for Change. He's pushing for the removal of the club's owner and is also urging people to withhold funding until someone new comes to the fore.
We've come together, united, because we're now at the lowest ebb we've been at. We're out of the league, and it's important that it's not just about football league position, but the impact on the town, the impact that they say £2 million will be lost from the income to businesses in Mansfield, and also the fact that it is time for Keith Haslam to leave the club. The investment in the team has dropped incrementally every year. We've seen our star players leave and a lack of investment in the academy.
Although some fans were critical of Keith Haslam, the Mayor of Mansfield, Tony Eggington, who's also chairman of the club, says he's confident they'll find a way out.
We're as close as we can ever be, but I think there will be a solution tonight where I can give these people that turned out tonight in great numbers a degree of comfort, and I'm sure from tonight we can move forward.
A lot of them are calling for him to actually leave the club. I mean, what would you say to them with regards to that?
Well, there's no question about it. Keith should not be at the club. He's stated that he's overstayed his welcome. We all appreciate that, but we've got to. He's got an asset there. He wants a reasonable reward for his asset, and we've got to try and get him the best reward that we can to get rid of it.
But it seems the jury's still out for these fans.
It's absolutely a joke. Everybody watches a football fan and look at Mansfield Town, what a joke. It is, I'm going to not scout it.
I've supported the club, man and boy, 50 years. Very loyal fan and disappointed. Disappointed that we've gone non-league, but disappointed again that we could be without the ground and the club.
Well, my main concern is that they're going to go into liquidation, or it's going to sell it off and not have a football team there anymore. If I won the lottery, I'd buy it myself.
Maybe that's the key to all this. That woman needs to win the lottery. BBC Radio Nottingham's Lucy King at Mansfield Civic Centre. Hundreds of Stags fans there, as you heard, possibly 600 fans. Later I'm going to be hearing from the club's chairman. You heard a little bit from him there, Tony Eggington, Mayor of Mansfield, and we're going to ask him a little bit more about what he makes of some of the points that were raised by the supporters there, and I suppose most importantly, whether anything is going to change. And if you are a Stags fan, how do you feel? Maybe you were there last night. certainly there is a will, is there not now, from fans to try and force some kind of change of ownership. But do you actually think things are going to change from here? Will it be changing? 0115-934-3434 is the number. When you text, it's 07786-201038. As I say, returning to the situation in the wake of that meeting last night, then later on the breakfast show this morning. I'm Andy Whittaker. It's 12 minutes past 7 o'clock, and yesterday, of course, the big makeover began at the Lambourne Drive Canal Basin at Woolerton. It's all
postman operations. BBC Radio Nottingham Sport and more than 500 Stags fans turned out at a public meeting last night to discuss the future of Mansfield Town Football Club. The Civic Centre heard from the newly formed Stags Fans United, with renewed calls for the club's owner Keith Haslam to sell up. The group also encouraged fans to withdraw their financial backing from the club. Will Lord from the Stags Fans for Change says something's got to give.
We're now at the lowest ebb we've been at. We're out of the league, and it's important that it's not just about Football League position, but the impact on the town, the impact that they say £2 million will be lost from the income to businesses in Mansfield, and also the fact that it is time for Keith Haslam to leave the club.
Well, Nottingham Forest are denying reports linking them with the move for Barnsley midfielder István Ferenczi. The Hungarian has been quoted in a newspaper in his home country suggesting...
Radio Nottingham.
21 minutes past 8 o'clock, Andy Whittaker here on The Breakfast Show, and mentioned earlier on that Mansfield Town's fans had a big meeting last night, ditched the terrace in favour of the Civic Centre to try and find a future for their recently relegated club. Hundreds turned out as well to renew calls for the club's owner Keith Haslam to sell up or face the withdrawal of financial backing from some supporters and businesses. Well, in a moment you're going to hear from the chair of the club, Tony Eggington, of course, who's also the mayor of Mansfield. But before that, let's hear from some of the fans what they had to say at last night's meeting.
I've been a Stags fan for 60 years and they are in a mess. We don't know what's happening. We don't know whether to get a season ticket for next season. We don't know whether the club will be alive next season even.
We're getting no information. Nothing's happening at the club. There's no players coming in. They've all gone out. No decisions are being made, whether on ownership or management or anything. And we don't know whether we're going to be closed or what. We just want to know what's going on.
It's absolutely a joke. Everybody wants a football fan and look at Mansfield Town. What a joke. It is. I'm going to Notts County.
As supporter of the club, man and boy, 50 years. Very loyal fan and disappointed. Disappointed that we've gone non-league, but disappointed again that we could be without a ground and a club.
Well, my main concern is that they're going to go into liquidation. Or it's going to sell it off and not have a football team there anymore. If I won the lottery, I'd buy it myself.
Well, let's find out more from Tony Eggington then, the chair of Mansfield Town at the moment. Morning to you.
Good morning.
The strength of feeling is still there, isn't it? I'm not sure it's any different than it's been for months, to be honest. Are we any closer to Keith Haslam leaving and selling?
Well, we are, but again, the fans, I spoke to a lot of the fans last night and shared their frustration, but I think what we have to say is the success of last night. I think for the would-be new owner of Mansfield Town Football Club, that's got to be a wonderful turnout to give him the support that he needs to secure this deal very, very quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, it shows the strength of feeling for the club. It shows the love for the club, doesn't it? But if Keith Haslam isn't moving on, it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, absolutely. You know, Keith knows, he's said it publicly many times now, that the time has come for him to go. You know, the terms that he goes on are left with him and his advisers. But as I said to the fans last night, we're as close as ever. Since I've been involved sort of for the last 3 months, I'm still remaining very, very positive. And those negative views that we had from the few people that said words there, you know, just rest assured, what we have put in place, and I told them last night, we have opened a new bank account. The two signatories on there, myself and the chief executive, Stephen Booth, there have to be two signatories on every cheque. Nothing will go out to Keith Haslam. That is for new Mansfield Town FC, so that we can get the backroom staff, the playing staff, and all the support needed to move this club forward.
But you also said, didn't you, that Keith Haslam still wants to get something out of the club. So, he has an asset, as you put it, and he wants to sell that asset. But, I mean, that asset is surely worth so much less now than it was last season.
Well, Keith knows that, you know, that diminishing value, you know, he could have sold 18 months ago and gone out on a high and left this town with some credibility, but he's chosen to go the way that he's done. We have to handle that and manage it the best we can. And, you know, it's about a new start, a new beginning, a new chapter in the history of Mansfield Town FC.
I think a lot of fans think he's had enough out of the club anyway. Maybe you should just say, well, look, I'm going to walk away. Will he never do that?
You know, people know how strong Will Keith Haslam is. You know, he's been around the football club now for almost 15 years. And one could easily say, you know, he's left the Field Mill Football Club with a better stadium than what he inherited. And, you know, let's look positive. Let's forget the negativity. Let's just say that Keith's chapter is a long chapter, but it's an historic one, and we need to move onwards and upwards.
Yeah, you mentioned new owners a minute ago. Are there many people sort of swimming around interested in this? I mean, we were hearing, weren't we, at one stage there were three different interested parties. Is it still that kind of number or not?
Well, without giving too much away, I think we went into this Dutch auction type facility which did nothing for the credibility of the club, the standing of the playing staff, the backroom staff, and indeed the credibility was at an all-time low. And I can rest assured, both myself and Stephen echoed the sentiment last night, we are very, very close to clinching a deal with an individual, and that is going to be a good deal for MTFC.
I think we've heard it all before, though, haven't we? That's the trouble with that. You know, that very statement, we've heard that time and time again. We're very close to clinching a deal.
I can honestly say, hand on heart, we are as close as ever that we've been, and I'm remaining absolutely positive that we can actually seal this deal and move the club forward very quickly.
Tony Eglinton, thanks for joining us on BBC Radio Nottingham, the chair of Mansfield Town. I'm Andy Whittaker, it's 26 minutes past 8 o'clock. Going to have a look at the national papers next, and we always have a guest to help us do that. Today it's Una Turner.